Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Applied Materials, one of the heavyweights in the semiconductor equipment space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Applied Materials tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while sprinkling in some recent developments and financial insights to keep things spicy. Let's get started with a quick overview of where this company stands and what's been moving the needle lately. Applied Materials operates in the heart of the tech world, providing equipment, services, and software to the semiconductor industry. They're a critical player in enabling the chips that power everything from your smartphone to AI data centers. Given their role, most of you probably already know their significance, so I won't bore you with the basics. Instead, let's talk about what's fresh. Recent earnings calls and performance metrics show they've been hitting record revenues, but there are some clouds on the horizon, especially with trade restrictions impacting their China exposure. Over the past year, their stock performance has been solid, outpacing many peers in the sector over longer timeframes, like the past 5 years, though shorter-term fluctuations in the last few months suggest some volatility tied to industry cycles. With that as our backdrop, let's roll into the meat of this analysis and see if Applied Materials is a chip off the old block for your portfolio. Strengths. First up, let's talk about their financial muscle. In their latest Q1 fiscal 2025 earnings call, Applied Materials reported record revenues, which is a huge win. Their revenue growth, as seen in recent income statements, has been consistent, driven by strong demand for semiconductor equipment as tech continues to eat the world. This isn't just a flash in the pan. Their gross profit margins are robust, showing they're not just selling a lot, but making good money on each sale. Another big plus is their positioning in the industry. They're a leader in a niche but critical space, semiconductor manufacturing tools. With the world's hunger for chips only growing, from AI to electric vehicles, Applied Materials is sitting pretty at the center of this megatrend. Their return on equity is impressive, reflecting efficient use of shareholder capital, which is music to the ears of any long-term investor. Cash flow is another feather in their cap. Their free cash flow yield is healthy, as per the latest metrics, and their operating cash flow from recent statements shows they've got the liquidity to reinvest in innovation or weather any short-term storms. This kind of financial stability is what you want to see when you're thinking about holding a stock for the next decade. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which isn't alarmingly high but still notable. Taking on debt isn't inherently bad, especially if it's for growth. But with interest rates being what they are, this could weigh on profitability if not managed well. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they balance this in their capital structure. Another concern is their reliance on specific markets, particularly China, which came up in their recent earnings call. Trade restrictions and geopolitical tensions are creating headwinds, and while they're still posting strong numbers, a significant slowdown in that region could dent their growth. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a risk factor that could play out over the medium term. Lastly, while their current valuation metrics, like the price-to-earnings ratio, aren't outrageous compared to the industry average, the forward PE estimates show a bit of a premium. If growth expectations aren't met, there could be some downward pressure on the stock in the short to medium term, even if the long-term story remains intact. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff. Where can Applied Materials go from here? The biggest opportunity is the ongoing boom in semiconductor demand. Whether it's AI, 5G, or the Internet of Things, the world needs more chips, and that means more equipment from companies like Applied Materials. Their recent earnings call highlighted optimism about future growth, especially in advanced nodes and next-gen tech, which could keep their revenue trajectory pointing up for years. Geographically, while China poses risks, there's room to expand in other regions. Their revenue breakdowns show they're already diversified across multiple markets, and doubling down on growth areas like Europe or Southeast Asia could offset any single market hiccups. For long-term investors, this kind of adaptability is key. Innovation is another ace up their sleeve. Their capital expenditures, as seen in cash flow statements, are heavily tilted toward R&D and property, plant, and equipment. If they keep pushing the envelope on tech, they could widen their moat against competitors, locking in market share. Imagine the upside if they're the go-to for the next big chip manufacturing breakthrough. That's the kind of potential that gets me excited. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real challenges to keep an eye on. I mentioned trade restrictions earlier, and I'll double down here. Geopolitical risks, especially with China, are a big threat. Their earnings call summary explicitly flagged this as a concern, and if tensions escalate, it could disrupt a chunk of their revenue stream. For long-term holders, this isn't just a short-term blip, it could reshape their growth path. Industry cyclicality is another worry. The semiconductor space is notorious for boom and bust cycles, and while Applied Materials has navigated these well historically, their performance metrics show some volatility in shorter timeframes like the past 3 to 6 months. If the broader sector hits a downturn, even a strong player like them could feel the pinch. Finally, competition is always lurking. Other players in the semiconductor equipment space are hungry, and if Applied Materials slips on innovation or pricing, they could lose ground. Their industry performance metrics show they're ahead of the pack for now, but complacency isn't an option in this fast-moving field. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together. Applied Materials has a lot going for it: strong financials, a pivotal role in a growing industry, and the cash to keep innovating. But the risks, particularly around geopolitical issues and market cycles, can't be ignored. For long-term investors, this stock looks like a solid contender if you're willing to stomach some volatility and keep an eye on how they manage their China exposure and debt levels. The forward-looking growth story, especially with AI and advanced tech, could be a game changer over the next 5 to 10 years, but patience will be key. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform for even more insights. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Applied Materials as a core holding in your portfolio, or are the risks giving you pause? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.